Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast. You are about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
Second Corinthians chapter 14 verse 13 says, "The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen." Hallelujah. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. That means that the grace of Jesus Christ may not be with you. Wonderful. Because it's not just an ordinary grace. It's a special grace that Jesus Christ had. Special grace Jesus Christ had. And it goes with his name. What Jesus wants to give unto us is what? Grace. What God wants to give unto us is what? Love. What the Holy Ghost wants to give unto us is what? Perfect friendship. So the apostle says that the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. He has got a special grace. Grace is just talking about undeserved favor. And that is what Jesus wants to give unto us. In the book of Revelation chapter 22 and then verse 21, this is how the whole Bible ends. As you know, the Bible ends with the book of Revelation, and it's the revelation of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, this is how his revelation ends. In verse 21, Revelation 22, it says that the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Jesus has a special grace when he came on earth. This earth was hostile to him, but he survived and he did well. So he has got a certain grace for the earth that the people who are living on earth must receive. Wonderful. Hallelujah. So the revelation of Jesus ends with us receiving his grace. That's the end of it. The end of the Bible is that the grace that Jesus has be with you. And it's not an ordinary grace, like I said. It's abundance. It's in abundance. Jesus was full of grace and truth. He had it in abundance. Romans chapter 5, verse 17. Romans chapter 5, verse 17 tells us something very wonderful about the grace of our Lord Jesus, which is in abundance. Grace upon grace. Abundance of grace. Romans 5:17. "For if by one man's offense," that is by Adam's offense, "death reigned through the one, much more," can we say much more? "Much more, those who receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness will reign in life through the one Jesus Christ." Wonderful. The Bible is comparing two reigns, the reign of death that came by the sin of Adam and the reign of you and I that comes by Jesus. But how do we reign in this life? How do we rule in this life? How do we have the upper hand in this life? It is by receiving. The Greek word translated receive, there are several of them in the Bible, but the one translated receive here is lambano. Lambano is not a passive receiving. It's not too active either, but it is not just laid back and then you say, well, that's it. It takes something. You have to act to receive abundance of grace. You have to act to receive abundance of grace. Hallelujah. So the Bible says, those of us who have received abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness will reign in life. I believe that the gift of righteousness is also part of abundance of grace, but the Bible chooses to separate it so that we know that the grace is not just one type of grace, but it's various graces. There are actually seven graces that Jesus Christ had, which I'm going to be teaching you, so that you have it, not just one type, but you have it in abundance. Abundance of grace. Hallelujah. So, those who receive abundance of grace on the one hand, that's physical grace for life on this earth. And then the gift of righteousness is spiritual grace for your spiritual life. Abundance of grace makes you, the physical one, makes you a king in this life. And the gift of righteousness makes you a priest in this life. The Bible says that you have to actively receive the gift of righteousness. He is not even talking about living a righteous life. He is talking about receiving the gift of righteousness. Because many of us, we focus on our own practical righteous living. We think that when we do that, when we live practically righteous, then we reign in life. That is not what the Bible is. It is when you receive righteousness as a gift. In other words, you don't deserve it. A gift is something that is granted to you without you earning it. If you earn it, it is not a gift. But he says that there is something that Jesus Christ has, which you must just lambano, reach out and receive. It's the gift of righteousness, not your working righteousness. It's a focus on Jesus and what he has given to you undeservedly. That makes us rule in life. But ladies and gentlemen, not every believer has lambanoed abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness. Not every believer. Not every believer focuses on righteousness as a gift. They focus on their own righteousness to say, I'm better than somebody else, another believer, you know, to put one another down, to inflate you with pride because you think that your Christian life is better than the other one. But a gift of righteousness puts us at the same level, so to speak, because we all have it. Doesn't make you puff up. It humbles you. There is nothing that you receive from Jesus that makes you proud. If it makes you proud, it is not coming from him. Hallelujah. He said, I'm meek and lowly. Learn from me. Wonderful. So not every believer has received abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness. Not every believer has received the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ in this way, where it is abundant, where it is in your physical life, it is in your spiritual life. No, not every believer. Some have it in their spiritual lives, but not in their physical lives. Some have it in their physical lives, but not in their spiritual lives. The Bible says, for you to gain total rule in this present life, not in the sweet by and by, you need to lambano both the abundance of grace and then the gift of righteousness. Physical graces and then the spiritual grace, the gift of righteousness. Question is, how do I know, Pastor? How do I know I have received abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness? You know it by whether you rule in this life or not. There's those of us who have received abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness will reign in life. How do I know I've received it? Am I reigning in life? Reigning in life, reigning spiritually, reigning physically. Hallelujah. Because this life is not a spiritual life only. It's a physical life. So the question you have to answer, am I reigning in life? If you are not, am I ruling in life? Am I in charge in this life? Physically, spiritually.
If you are not, then you have not received the abundance of grace and then the gift of righteousness, because the sign is that you will rule in life. You will be in charge. You will have the upper hand in life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, this grace of our Lord Jesus, this thing that, this mysterious thing about him that made him come in flesh, live on earth, and rule in this life to please the Lord. This thing that Jesus Christ had, it gives you the upper hand in life. The upper hand in this life. In everything, in every aspect of your life. It gives you the upper hand over sin. Gives you the upper hand over sickness. It gives you upper hand over situations. It gives you upper hand over Satan. It gives you upper hand over yourself. Hallelujah. It's wonderful. Jesus Christ lived like that. He lived over what? Sickness. He lived over sin. He lived over self. He lived over situations that includes poverty. He lived over Satan. He completely lived a rulership life. This grace of the Lord Jesus that I'm talking to you about is like fertilizer for your life. If you take a plant, if the plant is in a bad place, the plant needs some fertilizer, not so. The fertilizer acts as what? A booster for the plant, so that the plant will do what? Survive in that bad environment. I want you to know that the earth is a bad environment. Why? Because it is falling. The earth does not support, so to speak, the rule of God. It's antagonistic to it. It doesn't like the rule of God. Naturally, it repels God, the fallen earth. But you and I are here, planted in this life, in this earth, which is cursed. How do we do well as plants? How do we do well? It is by receiving the grace that Jesus had. Bible describes him as a root out of a dry ground in Isaiah 53. Who has believed our report? To whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? For he shall grow up as a root out of a dry ground. Now it's talking about how unfriendly this earth was or is for Jesus and the things of Jesus, because it is falling. But Jesus Christ survived the earth because he had something mysterious about him, which he wants to give us, so that we live well in this life. We live well in this life. On this earth, which is cursed, cursed is the ground for your sake, says that when you till it, it shall not yield its strength to you. Thorns and thistles will it bring unto you. You know, that is the curse on the earth, not the curse on man. The curse on the earth. Hallelujah. But how do we overcome this curse of the earth? It is by getting fertilizer. Because if you do not get this fertilizer, you will labor and labor and labor, and you will see that you are not producing. Says that because the earth is cursed, when you produce, it shall not give you its strength. In other words, when you labor, what will come out of it will be small. Unless the plant receives a fertilizer, a booster, an enhancer, so that in spite of the curse on the earth, we still do well. It's wonderful. That is what Jesus does for us. Look at the book of Proverbs chapter 26, and then from the very first verse or so, I want you to understand that grace negates curses. Grace, it negates curses. Jesus came full of grace to negate the curse of the law. and to limit the curse on the earth. Hallelujah. For your sake. Proverbs 26, and then is it verse 2 or so? It says that as a bird flies around without perching, verse 2, like a flitting sparrow, like a flying swallow, so a curse without cause shall not come. A curse without cause shall not come. It means that there is something that can negate a curse. And that thing is grace. In fact, if I take you into the Hebrew, you understand that the word that is translated without cause or causeless is the word without reason, without cost, without advantage. Something that you receive without a cost. In other words, something that you receive undeservedly by grace. In fact, the root of the Hebrew word that is translated costless or without cost here is the word gratis. Out of gratis, we have graciousness and grace.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and His kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles, and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ through practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar, and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
So, we can safely say, among other understanding of the scripture, that a curse by grace shall not come. Hallelujah! A curse by grace shall not come. That is why when you are in Christ, He has redeemed you from the curse of the law. How did He redeem you? By grace. He was made a curse for you. Because a curse, gratis or chinom, the Hebrew word, shall not come. A curse by grace shall not come. That is why when you are in Christ, grace can be upon your life in such a way that the curse on the earth, the curse of your environment, the curse of your economy shall not come upon your life. Amen. You will rule over the economy. You will rule in life. You will rule totally by grace. By the grace of our Lord Jesus. Because He was a root out of a dry ground and He ruled in life. Hallelujah. So He has got something for us. If you think that your family is a bad family, and you and your generation, you have all been cursed, what you need is the grace of our Lord Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Because the curse by grace shall not come. Yeah. Even the most powerful curse of the earth, by the grace of God, He can so be gracious unto us that when we labor, we will do well. Hallelujah. Amen. And we will not understand how come things are being for so and so. He has received a certain fertilizer for his life that makes him overcome the smallness of productivity around him, because he has lambanoed abundance of grace, so we can only live in abundance. Do you understand that? It's wonderful, isn't it? You and I need the grace of Jesus. The sign is that we are ruling in life. It's a booster for your life. It's like a sound that is not coming well, and you put a booster, or your TV that is not receiving well, and then because the area is bad, you understand that? So the antenna is able to catch the waves well. and then you go for a booster, and suddenly the TV becomes very clear, and people wonder, but this area, we don't get it. You have a booster. Yeah. Hallelujah. Amen. Jesus Christ boosts your life. That is why in this life, you need abundance of grace and a gift of righteousness to rule in this cursed earth. By gratis, by chinom, by grace. Hallelujah. It's wonderful. Now, we have to ask ourselves, where is Jesus's grace? The Bible says it's full of grace and truth. But where was it located? I want to show you now that the grace and truth is in his blood. Grace and truth that Jesus was full of, that we must receive, is in his blood. In the book of Leviticus, chapter number 4, and then verse 6, talking about a sin offering, the Bible says that if a person sinned, he was to bring a sin offering. And mostly they were using goat or something like that. So they will come and then confess their sin on the goat, take the goat's righteousness and receive, and the goat will receive their sin. After that, this goat that is called the sin offering is killed. And then the priest will dip his finger into the blood and sprinkle it seven times, you know, before the Lord. What does that one mean? It means that the sin offering was supposed to be exposed. You know, the blood which is inside is supposed to be sprinkled before the Lord on this earth seven times. Leviticus chapter 4, verse 6 and verse 17 also says the same thing. For emphasis, seven times the blood of the sin offering is supposed to be sprinkled. Now, Jesus Christ, as we know, is our proper sin offering. He's the one, if you sin, you just have to look for a righteous person to take your sin. And you take the righteous person's righteousness. You understand that? And that is what happened to us, or for us, humanity, upon the cross. Jesus took all our sins by grace and gave us his righteousness. And before the cross, or from the cross, I should rather say before the cross, till the time of the cross, during his passion, Jesus Christ shed his blood seven times from his body. And we are going to go through this, because each shedding of the blood released a certain grace and truth unto mankind. So Jesus had to shed his blood. I believe that when he was a child, he never had to spill blood, like get a wound and get his blood oozing. No, it couldn't happen. He was without blemish. If you looked at him, without scars, pimples, whatever thing, read about Jesus. It's wonderful. You know, some pimples can bring blood out. Do you understand that? But Jesus, he ruled over skin disease. He ruled over all these things. Sometimes you are pissing and even blood will come out. Yeah. Jesus never spilled the blood. Yeah. Because it's a sickness for you to bleed from your gum. You understand that? Jesus was intact until he deliberately, purposely began for our sake to shed blood. And if you read the book of Proverbs, chapter number 16 or so, the Bible tells us about where Jesus's grace. Proverbs chapter 16, look at verse 6. Where Jesus's grace and truth was. It was in the blood. He was born with it. He was born with it. Hallelujah. It was original with him. Wonderful. Proverbs 16 verse 6 says that in mercy and truth, underline mercy and truth, atonement is provided for iniquity. In mercy and truth, atonement is provided for iniquity. That is why Jesus was full of grace and truth. Mercy is just the other face of the same coin, which other face is grace. Okay? So in mercy and truth, atonement is made for iniquity. So if we believe that through the blood of Jesus atoned for our sins, the Bible says that there was something in the blood, mercy. That blood is speaking better things, speaks mercy, because there is mercy in the blood. He was full of grace. His blood contained that gracious blood. The blood also had truth. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. It had truth inside. That is why the new covenant, it's an agreement. It's a verbalization of God's will. We call it the written word of God. The Bible says that the new covenant, which is a message, is in the blood. Jesus' truth is in the blood. Kingdom truth is in the blood. Hallelujah. He was full of it. And so he was just releasing what was inside until his passion, he began to shed the literal blood for us. It's wonderful. The next thing I want us to understand is that Jesus is an overpayment. He is an overpayment for our sins. We read it. Romans chapter 5 verse 17. If by one man's offense, that is Adam's offense, death reigned by one, much more. Can we say much more? The reason why I make you repeat much more is because we have to be conscious of that. Much more, those who receive abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by Jesus Christ. We are going to reign much more than the reign of death that came because of sin. Jesus' righteousness is more than all our sins. Jesus' righteousness is more powerful than the power of sin. Righteousness is stronger than sin. It's not equal. Like Jesus Christ looked at our sins, our sin was 10. Okay, the number 10. And so he gave us righteousness 10, just to negate it. No, if our sin was 10, the number 10, Jesus gave us righteousness. His righteousness is 100. So when you have Jesus, you reign much more than the reign of death. That is how come he is an overpayment. If you read Romans chapter 5, in that chapter alone, the word much more is said 5 times. 5 is the number of grace. It is said 5 times that by grace you are going to rule. And in all instances, he's comparing the fall that we had through Adam and the restoration that we have through Jesus Christ. And in saying it, he's not saying that it's a restoration in the sense that, well, Adam made us fall, Jesus Christ has brought us to the place of Adam. No, he took us above that. Much more. 5 times in Romans chapter 5. Much more. Adam was not seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. But we are seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Apart from the fact that we reign as kings in this life. It's wonderful. Because he's an overpayment. So, the grace that we receive from him is not just for us to live above sin, but also to live above the derivatives of sin. Because as a result of sin, certain things derive from sin. Like death. Like what? Sin. Like sickness. Like curse. Like shame. Like confusion. Like poverty. They are all as a result, or they are all derivatives of sin. Jesus had to do it much more so that it will not just take care of the sin, but also the results or the derivatives of sin. So the seven graces that he was full of, the abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness, these two things together will make you rule in this life over the seven areas we have to rule over. It's wonderful. Because he is a perfect sin offering whose blood was sprinkled seven times. Hallelujah. Now, I want to talk to you about the first grace. The first grace. The first grace of our Lord Jesus that he wants to give you. He wants you to lambano. We receive abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness to rule in life. You came from
heaven to earth. I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at Number 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your name on high.